From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Congressional Budget Office expects the government will run a deficit of more than $1.33 trillion this year. President Obama is calling for a modest reduction in red ink next year, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his State of the Union address tomorrow night, President Obama will call for a partial freeze in federal spending over the next 3 years. The freeze would not apply to entitlement programs, such as Social Security, nor to spending on national defense. By holding the line on other government programs in 2011, 12, and 13, the administration says it could save $250 billion over the next decade. But with trillion-dollar-plus deficits this year and last, Mr. Obama is also backing a bipartisan commission to recommend more long-term budget fixes. The president's proposed spending freeze would not be applied evenly across the board. Some programs would get more money, while others get less. Details are to be released next week with the president's 2011 budget. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
More than a dozen people, including 8 Americans, were wounded today in a suicide bombing attack on a U.S. base in the Afghan capital. The latest car bomb attack comes just a week after a team of Taliban gunmen and suicide bombers carried out an assault that paralyzed Kabul and left 12 people dead. Afghan officials say the latest attack involved a minivan packed with explosives near Camp Phoenix. A half a dozen Afghan civilians were also injured. The fallout continues from last week's Supreme Court decision invalidating a 100-year-old ban on corporate spending in elections. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor said the 5-4 ruling would likely undermine judicial independence in state courts. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
With some 80% of all state judges chosen by election, judicial campaigns have become increasingly nasty, heated, and expensive in recent years. The record holder is Alabama, where $14.4 million was spent on a single judicial seat. And today, Justice O'Connor said that as a result of last week's Supreme Court decision,
the threat to judicial independence is getting worse.
The threat posed by special interest money, she said, is both to the judge's impartiality and to the public's confidence in the courts. Indeed, said O'Connor, polls show that public confidence is lower in those states where judges are chosen by popular election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota now says it will temporarily stop building and selling 8 different models the company had announced earlier this month it was recalling. The Japanese automaker says it will also halt production at 5 of its manufacturing facilities. The models are the RAV4, Corolla, Matrix, Avalon, Camry, Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. Those models accounted for 57% of Toyota sales last year. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2 points, ending the session at 10,194. The NASDAQ closed down 7 points. The S&P 500 was down 4 points today. This is NPR. Los Angeles City Council today gave its final okay to an order that would shut down hundreds of medical marijuana facilities in the city. Council members voted 9-3, ending months of debate on the matter, and approved a new ordinance that would cap the number of medical marijuana dispensaries allowed in the city at 70. It would also require the facilities to be at least 1,000 feet from schools, parks, and other public gathering spots. The ordinance will still have to be approved by Los Angeles' mayor. The number of medical marijuana dispensaries has increased, with 600 opening in the last 10 months, while council struggled to pass the ordinance. 20th Century Fox announced today that Avatar has surpassed Titanic to become the highest-grossing movie ever. NPR's Allison Bryce reports.
Avatar opened on December 18th, and since then has generated sales of nearly $2 billion worldwide. It may be the highest-grossing movie ever, but adjust for inflation, and it doesn't come close to holding the number one spot. That puts movies like The Exorcist, The Graduate, and Mary Poppins all earning more than Avatar. And holding the number one spot since 1939 is Gone with the Wind.
I want peace. I want to see if somewhere there isn't something left in life of charm and grace. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I only know that I love you.
That's your misfortune.
Adjusting for inflation, Gone with the Wind has grossed double what Avatar has made so far. Star Wars is number 2, followed by The Sound of Music. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
Delta Airlines says it will add extra flights to and from Indianapolis and New Orleans in order to carry the crush of football fans expected to make the trek to Florida for this year's Super Bowl. Super Bowl 44 is slated for February 7th. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.